Joining me live in studio this morning is Tim Hale. He comes in on a monthly basis to represent the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Duke. How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. It's not 30 below today.
No.
It's actually about 30 above. So that's
Nice. I think I had like raindrops on my windshield as I was heading in here. I was like, what is this substance?
I know, right? What is happening? We appreciate you coming in and informing us what the Arts Council is up to. And of course, with COVID and everything going on and still so much uncertainty of what summer will look like and everything, but you guys are still in the planning stages trying to get some things to happen.
Yeah. So our season goes through the end of June. And so now with, we had a wonderful, Heart of Christmas concert with teaming up with Shantae Clark. And so that's passed now. And so now we're just kind of looking at the rest of the season saying, okay, what can we actually do? So our plan for this, the rest of the season, is to really kind of push things toward the end of the season. So we're really excited for May and June, which is the last 2 months of our season, to say, okay, we're going to start rolling out some things, right? With the vaccine coming out, with us being able to do a few more things outdoors. Hopefully the venues will be able to open up a little bit more. We can have more people in seats, things like that, so that we can really bring some great shows.
Absolutely perfect. So I've been hearing rumors about some sort of Stars in the Valley concert reemerging, but doing it in May. And, and so what's the plans here?
Yeah. So we had to kind of abandon Stars in the Valley because we couldn't get the high school auditorium last December. Then Heart of Christmas came on. We said, oh, let's team up and do this together. So now we're planning Stars in the Valley Spring Fling is what we're going to call it. So this is going to be Stars in the Valley, but a spring show. And it's really just going to be a similar format as Stars in the Valley Christmas concert, but people can volunteer to perform anything they want, right? It doesn't have to be Christmas music. It could be a Broadway song that you love, a musician that you want to cover, anything. We are totally open to it. So we'll be basically reaching out to the community to invite them to contact us. So if you want to perform something, sing musical instruments, whatever, contact us at starvalleyarts@gmail.com. Or you can call me 307-201-9514 and let us know if you're interested. So we're already starting to put the list together of people that would like to perform. So that's going to be in May. We're not sure on the date. We need to check scheduling for things. But pretty sure we're going to be kind of looking at early to mid-May.
So almost like a well-organized open mic night is what this is going to be.
Totally. Yeah.
I like it.
Just whatever you want to perform, come. It's going to be awesome. Just a very similar format as the Christmas show that we do. But in this case, it's like, hey, what do you want to sing and perform? Come and we'll kind of get you all lined up and help you with the on the stage, off the stage, and everything else.
So you want people to start, even though you don't have the date set, people can start approaching you about this now, right?
Totally. Let us know. We've got some plans to have people kind of help to direct it and sort of help coordinate it through the Arts Council. So we're ready to go. We're ready to take performers and just let us know if you'd like to be on.
All right. Spring Fling coming up this May with the Stars in the Valley show with the Star Valley Arts Council. I know you're in the discussion for maybe some other potential events and shows. What do you guys have in mind?
Yeah. So this time of year, we're also thinking about our upcoming season, right? So we're kind of start brainstorming about, you know, what do we want to have from our next season, which will be July through June 2022. So yeah, we're starting to kick around ideas. We really have figured out that we've got some concrete shows the community loves. So obviously, Stars in the Valley Christmas concert is a big one. We did the Star Valley Pumpkin Walk was the debut for that last year. That had a phenomenal turnout. So we're going to really amp that up this year and make that really cool. We're going to team up with the 4-H group, make that into a really big Halloween event. We're floating the idea of starting up a musical, a community musical that we'd like to do kind of around spring and of next year. So that's kind of in the works, and then fill in the rest of our season with some different shows, performing groups that we bring in. So we're really excited. We like have all this bottled up energy, right? From 2020 that we're just like, oh my gosh, like we want to do some amazing things. So we're really excited for the end of this season and for the upcoming season as well.
Very cool. Again, with Tim Hale this morning with the Star Valley Arts Council. Of course, it doesn't happen for free, right? And I know that you've done it. You and the whole board and committee have done a lot of behind the scenes for grant writing and that kind of thing. And tell us what's going on right now as far as fundraising efforts for the Arts Council.
So we've really had tremendous support from the community. We've had Several grants, unexpected grants that have come through as a result of the pandemic. Those have been a huge support. So as we look toward next season, right, like I said, we really wanted to kind of amp things up a bit. And so we're definitely going to be reaching out to the community to seek donations from just individuals and families. Our business sponsors will continue to do that. And then grant writing kind of starts up in the next couple of months as well. So thank you for the support from the community. And if you get a phone call from this bozo Tim Hale from the Arts Council, you'll know why. But really, we have tremendous support from everybody in the community, not just individuals, but businesses as well. And so we're just very, very grateful.
Tim Hale, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, with us. Anything we missed, Tim, you wanted to mention?
I'm out of breath. I think that's all.
You did well, my friend. You did well. It's the Star Valley Arts Council. And again, the next event, the Spring Fleeing, this upcoming May. More details to come. And of course, you can always find the Star Valley Arts Council online, correct?
Yep. StarValleyArts.org, and then on Facebook as well.
Perfect. Tim Hale, Star Valley Arts Council, weekday wake up.